Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 10. Morning, everyone. This is Bernard. I am podcasting in my car. Just got this new iRiver 890P, and I'm just testing it out. Why am I podcasting in the car? Well, because things are really gonna get shitty here in Houston. It's gonna be hurricane weekend. That bitch Rita is coming. Now, everybody's trying to head north. People are trying to get to Dallas. And I had to take back routes. Or, you know, routes through subdivisions to avoid Highway 59, because it's really getting tight there. There's so much traffic. It's not moving, I heard. People having their cars overheat, so it sucks. So now I'm taking a back road to my work. Would you imagine I have to go to work today? Well, it's just that many others already evacuated. My husband and I decided to stay in, but we're pretty much in the safe area. We're not in the flood zone, but we're still gonna experience some rains and heavy winds. But it's not as bad as Galveston right when Rita arrives. So we're here, staying in. Since we're here, what are we gonna do? Might as well go to work. So I'm here now. Going to work, and it's really pissing me off because we just got a new house, and I hope it doesn't tear off the the roof or break my windows. So we'll see what happens to that in the next few days. I'm podcasting in the car. I hate it. I have some emails and voicemails to play, but right now I just can't put them all together. So I'm just going to... wolf. Oh my god, there's a cute bear here beside me on the road. I gotta see this. Anyway. There's a lot of emails that I got. Not a lot, but... I have emails and voicemails I want to play and I want to read to you guys about past episodes. So we'll see what happens to that later. Probably next episode I'll play them when things are clear. Oh, it's not too loopy. It's just the guy's just got hairy arms. Anyway, yeah. So I'll probably play the audio and the read the emails next week. So right now, I'm just going to ramble on, going to work in my car, and what are we going to do now? Oh, a couple of friends of mine arrived last night. They dropped off one of their cars because they're heading to Dallas. I would imagine right now that they're still about 3/4 of the way going towards Dallas. I know the drive would suck really bad, I would imagine. And drive would be bad. I think they're taking 59. Everybody's trying to get to Dallas or San Antonio or Austin. A couple of coworkers of mine even going to Oklahoma City. So it's really scary. And then tonight, I'm also a member of Asians and Friends. So, it's just a friends Houston, and they're gonna come over. So it's not all of them, but just a few friends from that group going to come over and take shelter at my place. But I don't know how much shelter I can give them. Well, it's just because they live below I-10 in the lower part, southwest Houston. So that's really gonna get battered tonight or tomorrow morning, whatever. So they would rather be here than there. They're gonna experience some winds, strong winds, but at least they won't get. I hope I won't get flooded. I don't think I'm gonna get flooded. So there it is, Hurricane Rita for you. Well, I'm supposed to I'm trying to upload some videos for a Hurricane Katrina, because my partner went to New Orleans last Monday to they allowed people to fly in. New Orleans, so he flew last Monday, and then he was able to get his car from the parking garage and drive all the way to the French Quarter to pick up his stuff. So what he did, I lent him my video cam, and he took pictures and videos of the footage there, or you know, took pictures of New Orleans. Apparently, there are some places that are still open. Still alive. A friend of ours even have this dildo shop open already, and made about $400. You know, those military men want, because most of them are military men buying dildos, I guess, and lingerie for their wives. So I'll probably show you the videos probably next week. And well, I'm trying to upload the video now, so I'll put it on the website. Then, what else? Yeah, there are houses there inside French Quarter that fell down. And Canal Street there in New Orleans is really, you know, the trees are all down. Not all, but it's really like a hurricane, a tornado went through, right straight through Canal Street. And it's really bad. Well, that's Katrina. And now we're going to have Rita here. And I heard that the waters might even reach about 20 to 25 feet, something like that. And single-story houses are 16 feet over there. So it's going to be a lot of devastation. It's really hard to take right now. And if you guys are living in the Houston area, you have to evacuate. If you're below I-10, get out of there. You have to go north, despite of the traffic. It'll move eventually, and it'll just be hard. But everybody will get to Houston, to Dallas eventually, and well, there'll be a couple of people, a couple of families who are roughing it out here, and who's going to be roughing it out here in Kingwood, Humble, and the northern part of Houston. So, wish us luck. I'm gonna try to help you guys get this message before Friday comes. I'll probably upload this. By the time you hear this, it might be a Friday morning. If you're not in Texas, because I would predict we won't have internet access tomorrow. Even cable, and even cell phones. That would suck. So we're pretty much ready. We have plenty of water. There's no point in buying 10 cases of water. You know, just 2 or 3 waters per day would do. So that's just what it did. And I can't believe these people buying, you know, hoarding tuna fish and stuff like that. And you saw the counters at the Kroger's last night, and there's no more water, and there's no more canned goods. Well, we did get Vienna sausages and a couple of tuna, but I hope that'll be enough for us. But there's no point in buying the whole place. I don't know, people would do that. And, well, I don't know. Maybe people are just so paranoid. Or they should just limit selling to people the a limited amount of, you know, 4 or 5 cans per household. You know, but it's just sad. I was at the ATM yesterday. There was this lady in front of me. I went to the gas station. It was hard to get gas because you know, people are, they ran out, so I had to get gas myself. Anyway, I was at the gas station yesterday, and I was trying to get money from an ATM, and there's this lady who keeps swiping her card, getting money as much as she can. I understand that if you're gonna get two loads, let's say $400 or let's say $500, but if you're trying to withdraw your whole savings account or your whole checking account right there while people behind you, that's a little rude, you know. That means the people behind you will run out of money by the time it comes to them. So it really sucks. So I had to ask the girl, lady, can I go before you? Can I butt in? Because I would like to get some money too. And after I got my money, well, I took another load, you know, of another pass of the ATM. Then she kept on going. She kept withdrawing some more. I don't know. She may have reached her limit. I don't know. But it's really sad that we have to do all these drastic measures and panicking. I know it is a very bad storm. Yes, it's Category 5. I know. But what can we do? We do have enough preparations, I know, and we're pretty much confident that tomorrow, when the hurricane comes, it will just be a lot of winds, probably some home damage, but we're not gonna have any floods or anything. I'm quite sure of that. We're not in the floodplain, so we'll be safe. And if you guys, okay, some tips. If you guys from Houston, if you ever hear this, I don't know. By the time you hear this. This podcast might be out of internet access, or you might be out of town. Well, in any case, you guys can still listen to this. Make sure you have enough water, you have enough food for 3 or 4 days, and if you're staying, fill up your bathtub. I've known that before. Whenever you have a hurricane, clean your bathtub and fill it up just for washing, and probably you can stand not showering for a few days. And what else? Yeah, get save some water in their bathtub, and you have to what else? Oh, windows! Stay away from windows while the hurricane is going on, and probably stay in the closet or something, or in the bathroom where there's not much windows. And if you know if you ever hear, I hope you have an FM radio or a, you know, portable TV or an AM, portable AM, be sure to listen to the news and see what's going on. And what else? Just do that. And if ever you get trapped really bad, or you are really forced to get out for some reason, might as well go to a shelter. Find out the nearest shelter you can find. So, to take light on the situation, I hope that if I do go to a shelter, I hope there are a lot of bears there. Oh well, just to keep myself entertained while we're riding out the storm. Well, I'm just trying to be funny, but I know it's going to be bad. But what else can we do? And I hope everybody, if you have families, make sure they have your contact phone numbers, even your landline. It's a good thing I didn't let go of my landline. Because cell phones are really getting bad now. It's hard to connect. So probably it's best to have a landline also, because they're underground, the wires, so there should be no problem connecting up. And oh well. Oh, by the way, one more thing, another topic. Because of Rita, because of Hurricane Rita, I was supposed to join an online conference with Bears to the Coast officers. Sorry. I mean, the Bears of San Antonio, Bears of San Antonio officers, and it seems that that the Bears of San Antonio will be postponing Bears to the Coast 2005 is coming up. This really sucks. A bear run being canceled. So there's not going to be Bears to the Coast 2005. They're moving it next year during spring, where all the weather is fine and dandy. Well, it's really sad because we were hoping. Jerry was hoping that we're going to do it sometime November or October, but October, November. But apparently we can't. We really can't because we cannot arrange anything with the hotel anymore. And it's just in October and November is just hard to book. So they're going to move it next year. So that sucks. You guys are going to see this on the website. And right now I'm having problems accessing the website. So but then just read the announcements in the bearsofsanantonio.net, and you'll see some announcements there about what's going on. And read the Bears to the Coast message board, and we'll keep you those who are going to Bears to the Coast, we just keep you posted on what's going on. So that sucks. First, Hurricane Katrina messed up our sudden decadence. Now Hurricane Rita is now messing up with Bears to the Coast. So what's next? It's really sad. Anyway, I'm at work now. I'm reaching work with no hassle. Taking the back roads. Probably I will podcast more later. And I'll sign off for a while. And I will keep you guys posted on what's going on here in Houston. And wish us luck while we ride out the storm. Talk to you guys later. Alright guys, hope this is recording well. I am now leaving work, so I guess I'm leaving work because you should be out before noon. So I'm now podcasting again, and I hope everything's fine. We were instructed to leave work early and just get ready for our homes if ever we're going to evacuate, so to do as soon as possible. Well, right now, actually, I looked at the Highway 59. It's really packed right now, and it's really crossing the railroad tracks. Yeah, I have to pick up some food because I haven't eaten yet. And so is my husband. So, oh, it's Randall's. I can go to Randall's. Okay, I'll be keep you guys up to date. You'll probably get this before Thursday ends, I hope. Okay, I just got finished shopping at Randall's right now. Bought some chicken wings. Well, it's only Thursday and the hurricane is coming tomorrow night, Friday night. That doesn't mean I should not eat cooked food. I mean, I can still cook until tomorrow noon. So I bought some more food that I can cook tonight and tomorrow morning. So let's see what happens to that. And yeah, there's just so many people at the there are long lines there at the grocery store, naturally, because we're gonna have a hurricane. Oh well, should have and there are cute bears there too. But I must do my goal. I must survive. Bears come later for now. Anyway, so now I'm on my way to I'm on my way home. Probably I'll pick up some ice on the way. I hope I could get some because I'll try some of the gas stations here.
There's no more gas. People can't get gas anymore. And kind of scary, not being able to move around. And it's a good thing that I'm in a, I'm in the burbs. I'm in the middle of suburbia. Oh, there's a Subway there. I'll get a Subway sandwich. I hope they're open. If they're not, I'm screwed. Get as much food as I can. If I can't. Oh, there's a Specs! You can buy beer. And hard liquor. No, no, no. That's not good. Anyway, here's a Subway. Let me see if they're open. Are they open? If they're not. Oh. They're closed. Oh well. I tried. Well, there are groceries right now that are open until 5. And HEBs, I think, they're gonna close at noon, so it's a good thing. I did some shopping already. And I don't think there's any McDonald's anymore, or any Daddy. Wow. Redheaded there. Anyway, okay, I'm heading home. So you guys, what have you guys been doing? Tell me about your hurricane experiences. Have you had any? Just email me at Bear Podcast. Sorry, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Tell me about your hurricane experiences. Probably post on the website, or I might feature it in the next episode. Wait, KFC is open. That's not. Oh, KFC is open. Chicken. But anyway, all right. So yeah, just email me, or you can call me at my hotline, my voicemail line. That's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And just have any questions, or if you have anything to say about the show. I know this is a little crap. This show is a little crappy because it's not. It's all about the hurricane and stuff. But I hope everybody survives. Well, I know, I'm sure. I'm quite sure many will survive this time because we're pretty much prepared. The mayor of Houston is doing well, responding well to this situation, and I'm sure everyone will be safe and sound. And I think the hurricane is heading more towards east of Houston, east of Beaumont, or wherever. As long as it's hitting far east, then that's good. It's going to miss us a bit. So it might just get not so bad weather. Oh, Palima is calling. Hold on. Palima! On my way home! I'm driving home from the grocery. I came from work, and then I just passed by the store, and I'm on my way home. Oh, right before noon, until 11. I worked until 11. They had, huh? Yeah, well, I'll be home soon. Mike is home, and I think Dick and the others are coming over. Yeah, I know. Everybody's stuck at 59. Anyway, so what are you guys doing? Have you boarded up your house? Oh, yeah, okay. You can have major flood damage there, aren't you? Yeah, okay. Okay, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. He was saying, "Hey, Rios are coming your way. Thank you very much, Palima." Well, yeah, it's getting worse. I think the storm is coming towards us. And what else am I gonna say? You just going to ride it out. Unless it shifts over again towards the east, so it'll be okay, but we'll see what happens. Can't wait. Well, right now, I'm hungry. I want to eat. And there are no McDonald's anywhere. No Whataburger, no Fuddruckers. And, I saw the KFC earlier, and there's a long line, so I didn't bother. I don't want to do that anymore. So, now we're just gonna have to eat whatever we have right now. Probably some spinach, chicken wings, and ham sandwiches. That'll feed us for a few days. Plus, I hope the our three evacuees from Southwest Houston, I hope they brought their own food too. Well, in addition to ours, so it would be great. We need to ration it among us. Anyway, so on my way home, I'll tune in again.
Be back.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do you work out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, guys, I have someone for Woof, what a bear this time, who is a friend of mine. His name is Justin, and he is JDTOKC in Live Journal. And, he's a bear in Oklahoma City. And he's a friend of mine, and he's been. I thought of featuring him here because he needs help. Well, let me tell you about him first. His bio on LiveJournal would be: he likes super string theory, quantum mechanics theory, physics in general, Apple computers, encryption, all kinds of crazy math, and various other crap that makes me unsociable, I reckon. Well, it's kind of funny. Yeah, he's kind of really kind of geeky, but I like that in him. He's a very nice guy. He was here in Houston a few years back, and he's also a friend of Jeff. Yeah, we hang out. And okay, here's what happened. Actually, he got robbed. He was out of town, and he got robbed. So now he posted. It was he got robbed, and all his stuff were stolen. Computers and anything, any gadget, all gadgets or all electronics that he's got were all stolen. So this Woof What a Bear feature is actually partly public service also for him. And he posted a PayPal donation link on his blog. So if anyone is feeling generous, you can click on his website, click on the link on the bearpodcast.com, and you can go to his website and we can donate to Justin here. Okay, let me read the part of his September 20th post on his Live Journal. If anyone is feeling generous, smiley, I have to pay out of pocket to replace my G5 and my Cisco gear, including damn power strips that the damn thugs stole. So with that said, I figured I'd post a donation link. Any help would be appreciated. That's not cool. If not, that's not cool as well. Yeah. Figured hell, this can't hurt to try. Slowly but surely, I'll save up cash to pay for everything, I reckon. Cheers. Yep, he's my friend Justin in Oklahoma City, and I know, despite the imminent danger right now of Hurricane Rita coming to Houston, and a few weeks ago with Hurricane Katrina, and this calamity that happened to Justin is also bad. So all we can do is us bears is really just bears and cubs, just to help each other. So if you feel being generous, well, of course, don't forget to donate to Red Cross, also at redcross.org. And if you would like to donate also to or help out Justin here, you can go to his blog and click on the donation link. I might put the donation link on the website. So
Again, it's a friend of mine, Justin. It's JDTOKC and LiveJournal. So how do you get there? LiveJournal.com/users/JDTOKC. Okay, check it out. All right, guys, I better wrap this up. I gotta get ready for this hurricane. I'm home now, and as you can see, this podcast is a little staggered a bit. I just put in the Wolf or the Bear plug for my friend Justin, and yeah, it's gonna be crappy. I hope I can post a podcast next week when I get back, or when everything's normal here. I hope everything will be normal. I sure hope I still have a roof. And yeah, my husband and I will just be here waiting for the hurricane, playing board games. We might play some Mahjong. And really sucks. Oh well. And what else? Well, you guys will be hearing from me. Probably I'll just post it in the more news in the bearpodcast.com. And if you guys have any questions or reactions to whatever's going on with my past podcasts or my about the hurricane and stuff. I've been talking about hurricanes for the past few episodes, but that's what we have here. And damn it, I just so frustrating. I guess this is this audio vlog, this or podcast is pretty much a rant also, because gosh, no sudden decadence, no Bear City Coast, no people dying. I might even lose my house. Oh my god. Anyway, wish me luck, and hope to catch you guys next week. Again, if you have any messages for me, email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and you can leave me a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Can leave me voice messages so I could play it in the next show. And about email, I was about to say, I got an email from Jack. It's a long one, and it's something that somehow I believe in, but I would rather get into that in a better podcast than what I'm doing right now. So you guys take care, and I'll keep you guys posted, and I still hope I won't lose my house here. Okay, you guys, take care and keep warm. Any Houstonians, get out of town! Go north! I know it's going to be hours and hours of traffic, but I don't know when you're going to get this. By the time you get this, you might be in Dallas already or something. But I hope that the Houstonians would be, my fellow Houstonians would be safe and sound. And I will have to sign off now and wish us all luck. Many wolves and many hugs, guys.